Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Important Information for My Family End-of-Life Planning Organizer. A Book for When I Am Gone is a practical end-of-life planning workbook created by Cadmus Collection. It belongs to the organizer and logbook category rather than narrative nonfiction, and its purpose is to help individuals gather essential personal, financial, legal, and household information in one place for the benefit of their family. The book is designed for readers who want to reduce confusion, delay, and stress for loved ones after death or incapacity by documenting key instructions ahead of time. Like many fill-in-the-blank planning guides, its value lies in structure rather than interpretation. It prompts the user to record locations of documents, account details, insurance information, contacts, wishes, and other details that are often difficult for survivors to piece together quickly. Its straightforward format makes it a utility book, especially useful for adults who prefer a compact and organized paper record. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a fill-in-the-blank system for assembling post-death information. The central feature of this book is its guided workbook structure. Instead of offering essays or legal instruction, it organizes the end-of-life planning process into practical prompts that lead the user through the information a family is most likely to need later. That design matters because many people know their affairs should be organized, but do not know how to start or what to prioritize. By breaking the task into manageable sections, the book lowers the barrier to action and makes the process feel less abstract. The user is not asked to create a perfect estate plan, only to collect and record the core facts that survivors would otherwise have to search for under pressure. This makes the book especially useful as a first step or companion document for people who already have legal arrangements in place, but want a clearer household and administrative record. Its strength is practical. Sequencing it turns a broad responsibility into a specific checklist of information that can actually be completed. Secondly, documenting financial accounts, insurance, and recurring obligations. A major purpose of the organizer is to centralize financial information that is often scattered across institutions, statements, and digital accounts. That includes bank records, insurance policies, debts, and other recurring obligations that family members may need to understand quickly after a death. This is one of the book's most important functions because financial confusion often creates immediate problems for survivors, especially when bills continue, benefits must be claimed, or accounts must be identified. The book's value is not in teaching finance, but in helping the user preserve a practical map of where money flows in and out of daily life. In end-of-life planning, this kind of documentation can prevent missed payments, delays in settling affairs, and unnecessary searches through paperwork. A paper organizer also has an advantage for people who want a simple, physical summary rather than relying entirely on digital storage. The result is a bridge between ordinary personal finance and estate transition, with emphasis on accessibility for the people who will need the information later. Thirdly, capturing legal, medical, and advanced care planning details in one record. The book reflects the wider end-of-life planning goal of keeping critical legal and medical details from being lost across separate forms and offices. Sources connected to this type of workbook indicate that it typically helps users record advance directives, powers of attorney, healthcare contacts, and related documents, which are among the most important pieces of information in a serious illness or after death. That matters because families often know that such documents exist, but do not know where they are stored or which versions are current. A structured organizer reduces that uncertainty by creating a single reference point for the location and status of these materials. This is especially useful because medical decisions and legal authority can become time-sensitive very quickly. The book does not replace professional advice or formal planning documents, but it supports them by making the relevant information visible and easy to retrieve. In that sense, it functions as a coordination tool between personal wishes, healthcare planning, and estate administration. Fourthly, helping families locate documents, contacts, and account access without searching blindly. One of the book's most practical contributions is that it helps the user create a directory of where important information can be found. This includes the names of professionals or institutions a family may need to contact, such as attorneys, banks, insurers, or other service providers, as well as the location of essential records. That kind of reference is often overlooked, yet it can save survivors many hours of uncertainty when a person dies. Instead of relying on memory, stacks of paper, or scattered digital folders, the family receives a centralized guide to the administrative footprint left behind. The same logic applies to account access and stored instructions. Even when the underlying documents exist, they may be useless if nobody knows where to find them. The book, therefore, addresses a common real-world failure point in estate preparation, which is not the absence of information, but the inability to retrieve it quickly. It is a logistics tool as much as a planning tool, focused on discoverability and organization. Lastly, a compact, low-complexity option for people who want a simple planning record. Compared with larger estate planning manuals, this CADMIS collection organizer appears to prioritize simplicity and portability. That positioning is important because many people want a resource they can actually complete without feeling overwhelmed by legal terminology or exhaustive instructions. The book's likely audience includes adults who want a straightforward paper record to store safely and pass on, rather than a lengthy educational guide. This makes it suitable for users who already understand the basic need for planning but need a practical format to document it. Its compact style also distinguishes it from comprehensive estate workbooks that combine worksheets, explanatory chapters, and formal planning guidance. The limitation of a simpler organizer is that it may not provide much legal or philosophical explanation, but that is also part of its appeal. It is designed to be usable, not encyclopedic. In a crowded category of end-of-life planners, that clear, no-frills identity is part of what makes the book distinctive and accessible. In conclusion, this book is best suited for adults who want a straightforward, paper-based end-of-life organizer that helps their family locate key information without having to assemble it in a crisis. It will be especially useful for readers who value practicality over theory, including people beginning estate preparation, older adults organizing their affairs, or anyone who wants a compact record of documents, contacts, accounts, and final wishes. The main benefit is clarity. It turns scattered personal knowledge into a single reference that can reduce confusion, delay, and administrative stress for survivors. Compared with more comprehensive estate planning books, it is less about legal education and more about immediate usability. That distinction makes it stand out in the category because many similar titles either become too dense or stay too general. CADMIS Collections Organizer fills the middle ground between a formal estate packet and a basic checklist. Its purpose is not to replace professional planning, but to make sure the practical details are written down where family members can actually use them when the time comes. If you would like to support CADMIS Collection, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.